Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to our New Year special of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. Hello, 2021.
Woo! That was supposed to be a kazoo.
We're recording this on New Year's Eve. It will come out on New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everyone. We did it. Are you happy?
Yeah, on to 2020. It's weird. Better times are ahead.
I'm so cautious about even saying anything when I'm like, oh my gosh, something bad's going to happen on New Year's Eve while we're recording this. What a year, guys. What a year. So this episode is going to be fun. We're just going to talk about some of our favorite things from the year, favorite books, podcasts, TV, music, just the best of. We did one of these last year and it was pretty fun. And this year was a little different. So, yeah, you guys know. Also, we're going to do our normal toast and roast. Our last episode was really fun. It was kind of a deep dive into KCB and skiing. So listen to that one whenever you have a chance. It's the Ski Bums episode number 80. And this is episode number 81.
Woo-hoo.
Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
I know. It really is. So we didn't do toast and roast for the week of Christmas. So you ready to do toast and roast? There was so much good stuff that happened. I do have a good roast to end on, but do you have a toast or a roast to bring in for the Christmas week that we missed?
So my toast would be, I covered it on the Ski Bum episode, I believe it is, but it was watching you skiing down the hill and seeing you getting better and more confident. And
that was your favorite thing the whole weekend?
Freaking awesome. It still makes me happy.
I want to go back and do it again.
And just seeing you doing the turns and stuff by yourself, it made me so happy.
You guys really got to listen to the skiing episode because it's kind of funny because Casey doesn't usually talk too much in these, but sometimes he just really gets going and you're going. But yeah, that was so much fun skiing just down the tiny hill. And I've got something, you know how I like replay bad situations in my mind over and over and over again because I'm human, but I said something about it. I said, yeah, we're skiing in the yard at Lake Dawn. I would just walk up the hill and go back down because I'm just trying to get better. And I was telling that to my cousin. He's like, that doesn't sound like a good time at all to me. And I was like, okay, dude. I was so happy. I was like, I'm getting so much better. Like,
that's how I learned.
I'm like, there's nobody judging me. And then I tell somebody about it and just judge me. So annoying.
It was good to see you getting more confident on the skis. And you're like, you were so happy. You're smiling ear to ear. It was awesome.
That was really fun.
So happy.
That was a good time. Do you have a roast?
I don't think I do this week.
Really?
No. Not that I can think of. If I think of one, I'll circle back around to it.
Circle back. Well, I'll let it slide because of the holiday season. But my toast was probably playing all the games. We played so many games with family, like so many games. Like the normal ones, we played Uno, left, center, right. And I call it left, center, right. Right? That's what I call it. And then everyone says that's not what it's called. It's left, right, center.
Yeah.
Whatever. Left, center, right. Duh. That's how it should be called.
Center, right, left.
And we played a game with like marshmallows where you throw it at somebody and it's supposed to be like snowballs. We played like word unscrambling. We played, what else? Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, yeah. Trivial Pursuit. That was a good one.
We decorated cookies. Did so many. I love games. I am somebody, I've always wanted to host a game night, and now we have an actual house where people could come, and now we can't have people over, so, but I am going to host a game night sometime. It's going to be like an annual thing, and people are going to be like, I'm so excited to go to game night at Lindsay and Casey's house. Oh God, we're playing Monopoly next month. Ooh, it's going to be killer.
Shit's going down.
So yeah, playing games was probably my favorite, and obviously playing in the snow. Yeah. It was just a great Christmas weekend, actually. And I was really bummed out about it. I thought it was going to be terrible, and it was good.
I have to say, playing Trivial Pursuit was very nice, because I never win at any games with your family, and I won at Trivial Pursuit, and I'm like, yes!
Yes! I don't feel like that's true. You feel like you never win?
I never win.
Yeah, I win quite a bit.
You win all the time.
I'm very competitive. I only like playing games that I'm going to win, or ones that I can say, oh, it's just random chance. So. yeah, it was fun. Lots of games. Are you ready for my roast?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is going to be controversial. My roast is going to the dentist because it's absolutely terrible and I hate it. And I know it's partially my fault, but I'm prone to bad gum stuff happening. And so when I go, it is absolutely miserable. And I just don't understand. And I know there's people who listen to this podcast who work at dentist office, and or have family who work in dentist office. And I just don't understand how that could be a fulfilling career, stabbing somebody in the gums over and over. And, like, I know that they're helping people, but like my mind afterwards, I was just thinking of that. I was like, how can you live with yourself? It's being really dramatic.
How could you live with yourself?
How is this good? Oh my God. It's the worst. I was sitting there and I don't know why. I thought it was going to be like a 30, 40 minute appointment. I'm there and it's an hour and they're still doing my mouth. I'm like, oh my God.
It's worse than a tattoo appointment.
It was an hour and a half. And then they said, yeah, we're still not done. You have to come back because I am a disaster. My mouth sucks, but I have great teeth, great straight teeth. It's just, I guess my mouth isn't healthy and I brush my teeth and I floss. It's terrible and it hurts. And I'm very passionate about how terrible it is. And I hate going to the doctor and I don't like going to the dentist. And I thought, oh, maybe the dentist would be better. And I'm like, okay, this is like beauty is pain. That's what I always heard growing up. Beauty is pain. It's okay. I'm like, okay, I have to do this so that my teeth don't fall out. I'm like, is it worth it? Why can't I just get veneers? I hate it so much.
Oh, God. Well, thanks for hyping up the dentist for me since I have to go on Tuesday.
I feel like I know it's something genetic though or something. Like I feel like you're gonna go and they're gonna say, oh yeah, you're fine. I've never had any cavities. It's just something wrong with my gums.
No, I got bad teeth.
Well, you see, so it's your own fault. I've never had a cavity.
It's genetic.
And yet the last time I had to go to the dentist, they gave me 6 shots in the mouth or digging things out of my okay, too graphic. It was bad.
Well, it's like I was talking
my roast is that I went to the dentist and I have to go back in 10 days.
I was talking to my mom about going to the dentist because she's never had a cavity, neither of my brothers, but me and my dad have the freaking worst tooth problems.
It's weird because you don't think about teeth being genetic until there's something wrong.
Yeah, it's annoying. And me and my
parents, I think they have fine teeth. I don't know.
I don't.
I'm just a disaster.
I just remember saying something about it. She's like, yep, you got your dad's teeth. And I'm like, well, that's a bummer.
Well, yeah, because you had a bad toothache a couple weeks ago, and your dad had a bad toothache like a month ago, and I don't feel like I've ever had anything like that.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's weird, because it's in your tooth.
Yeah.
That it hurts. It's not, because me, it's always my gums.
It's like your whole jaw hurts. It's like mine, it's like you can feel it in your jaw, then it got worse, and it's like it feels like the pain's going down your neck and into your shoulders.
That's how my migraines feel.
Maybe you need a filling.
I don't need a filling. I just went to the dentist. They said I might need a night guard. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, now I'm a 90-year-old woman who needs a night guard. Why do I come here?
Well, I'm a 90-year-old man, so it's fitting.
They were like, your insurance probably covers it, so just check it out. I was like, oh my God. Can we just... one step at a time here, guys. Oh, okay, so that's a roast.
Oh.
So there you go. Your roast is that you have to go to the dentist in like a week.
Less than a week.
Another toast is that you get to go to your cardiologist soon.
I get to go to my cardiologist, which is it's a bittersweet thing.
Yeah, because it's always scary.
I don't like going to the cardiologist, and I don't like driving to Seattle.
I know, but...
But I need to increase my medication. I was going to say my roast was when I saw my... Because I have my Fitbit on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, Jesus. I don't know if we want to talk about this on the podcast.
Why?
Fine, you can talk about it. It's you, but it stresses me out.
It stresses you out? It stressed me out.
Okay, well, now everyone's on the edge of their seats.
That was... Yeah, my roast. So I got the Fitbit on all the time, and I hadn't looked at it on my phone to like see what the heart rate was and the resting heart rate. And I looked at it, and it was a New Year's Eve that day. Christmas Eve, not New Year's Eve. At 2:30 in the morning while I was sleeping, my heart rate jumped up to 192 beats per minute, and it's like I didn't see that until.
Which is insane.
That's like as high as it can go.
Like mine goes to like 160, 170 if I'm running.
Yeah, it's like even in my stress test for the cardiologist, it only got up to, I think it was like 104, like mid 140s. Oh my gosh. It's like I saw that and I'm like, oh God, what happened? But I'm fine.
It's not funny.
And I'm fine.
Now everyone who's listening to the podcast is going to be worried about you, too.
Because I'm fine.
You might have had a mild heart attack, and we don't know.
No. I just got the sleep apnea.
We don't know that either.
Yeah. That's my rules, because that scared the shit out of me.
You know what? It's still scary, because now we still don't know what it is, and it could happen at any moment. So.
But back to... My other toast was the going to the cardiologist. Why it's a bittersweet moment. I figure out what's going on with that.
Yes, we're going to figure that out. We're going to hopefully get your medicine intake prescription.
My what?
Your prescription raised and filled and all the good things.
Yeah. Because
the other roast is that you messaged the doctors 3 times and they won't get back to you.
I understand
we're in a pandemic, but somebody has a heart condition and there is a pandemic and no one is getting back to you. And that's unacceptable. And, you know, they don't give a shit.
Oh, the other thing too, because
I hope they hear this. They're not gonna hear this.
So, I haven't made an actual appointment to see my normal doctor since I went to the first time where they did the echo and everything, figured everything out, and I haven't seen my doctor since.
Right.
And then I got switched to a different doctor, so it's been about 2 years, and I'm like, okay, so maybe I should just go do that, make sure nothing else is going on.
Your primary...
My primary care. And, yeah, so it was the day after I sent the last message to the cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, new message from my chart.
Yeah.
And it was just an appointment confirmation that I got an appointment. To see the primary.
When?
End of the month.
You know, they like to put those people in January. Get everyone pay their deductible real quick there.
God damn it. I was like, oh, nice. Finally, I got some answers. And then nothing. And then I got another little notification of another new message from the My Chart thing, which is where the doctors get a hold of you. And... It was just another thing about that appointment.
Well, and also,
I was like, son of a bitch!
I was talking to you about this when I went to the dentist. I thought that they had all of my information, but they didn't. So I had to fill out all the stuff again. And then it's like 4 pages of paperwork. I'm like, aren't you just working on my teeth? I don't understand why you need to know all of this. And they're like, do your primary care physician, and I don't have one since... we moved and all this stuff. I haven't had one in a long time, but I like finally signed up for one with my insurance and then we moved. And so now I definitely don't have one. And then I'm like, why do you need to know this? What are you going to do to me? And then they take your blood pressure when you go to the dentist. I'm like, what is going on here? And they had me fill out there's a question on there about what you prefer if you're getting dental work done to sedate you. That says laughing gas or something else or something else. And so I chose laughing gas. And then the lady asked me, so like, when do you use this? And I said, I just circled that one because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Like,
when do you use this?
Obviously not when I'm getting my teeth cleaned. Like, if there's a root canal or something, I don't know. I've never needed a root canal. And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, what? Can you just make the paperwork clear? Like, I don't even know what's going on right now.
I'm just like, yeah, last time I used it was when I was 10, getting a filling, and then I didn't go to the dentist.
I feel like I've had the laughing gas. Isn't that what they do to you when you get your wisdom teeth pulled?
I don't know. I got totally knocked out from my wisdom teeth.
Well, anyways, we're having an eventful time recently with some doctors and dentists, and we're going to get healthy.
Yep, working on it.
Mouth
2021.
And body.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay, well, that was a long toast and roast segment. A little bit of information about our life. And we'll be right back with our favorite things in 2020. And we're back to tell you about our favorite things from 2020, mostly entertainment-wise, but, you know, we might put a couple other random things in there as well. Let's start out with podcasts, because we're on a podcast, and I'll do this one really quick because Casey doesn't really listen to podcasts unless I force him to listen to them with me, whether we're watching them on YouTube or on a long road trip. So my favorite podcast of the year, number one, I'm going to say the Token CEO podcast hosted by Erica Nardini, the CEO of Barstool Sports. She actually started this podcast during the beginning of quarantine, and it has turned into a phenomenon. One of the best podcasts I listen to. And it was really interesting because she started out doing it Monday through Friday, and it was going to try to be only like 10-minute episodes really quick. And then they just switched. And so now it's more of a normal podcast that posts like twice a week, hour-long episodes, interviews sometimes, talking about the corporate world. And I'm just absolutely obsessed with Erica and Barstool and a lot of the things they do. And you listen to that one sometimes with
me.
Yeah,
I really like that one.
It's so good. And
she's a very smart lady.
So smart. And she doesn't give an F, which is the best. I just love, I love her. Another one of my favorites, I've talked about it a lot, this past weekend with Theo Vaughn. He's been doing this podcast for a long time. It's not a new one, but it is so good. He's had on some amazing guests this year. He's hilarious. I love a good comedian and a good like comedian podcast. There's so many out there, but he does it different than everyone else. I love him. His perspective is just so interesting. He has normal people on. He has billionaires on, from famous athletes to your average Joe. Like, he had a female long haul truck driver on, and he's like, he's famous. Like, oh, it's just funny. And then another one I really enjoyed this year, I just discovered it this year, I think, but it's been going on for, I think, 2 years now. The Got It From My Mama podcast. And it is this girl, Tori Piskin, and her mom, Lulu. And they are from New York. They are Jewish. They are loud. They are hilarious. They argue. They talk over each other. And their accents are incredible. And they're just really funny. And they talk about just normal, like, pop culture kind of stuff. The Bachelor. Just a lot of stuff. And that was good. I made you listen to one of those, I think.
They're freaking ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
I wish we were that funny.
I can't. I know you say sometimes you can't understand what they're saying in Letterkenny. I feel the same way listening to that podcast.
I love a New York accent. It's one of my favorites.
What in the world is coming out of their mouth? I have no idea.
And then I think the podcast that has just really been a good one for me this year is The Morning Toast. They talk about pop culture, which most of the podcasts I listen to are either interview style, about business or personal development, or comedy. And The Morning Toast is pop culture, and it's kind of like trash TV almost. And I listen to it almost every day when I go on my walk because it's a daily podcast. So it's kind of addicting. So that's one I really enjoyed this year. Are there any other podcasts that you want to touch on?
I was going
to
say my favorites are, I'd say, Your Mom's House.
Yeah, Your Mom's House is a great one.
Christina Pazinski. And
I'm also going to say real quick, we are recording this on New Year's Eve. So if you hear any big kabooms, people are, have been shooting off fireworks since like 3 p.m.
So yeah, I got Christina Pazinski and Tom Segura. And other than that, I like Bad Friends.
Bad Friends is a really good one that started this year as well with Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Mm-hmm.
That one is so funny.
I'm a fan of that one.
Their production that they do, it's so good. I listen to the podcast, but sometimes it's so good I watch it with Casey as well on the YouTube. So we actually watch it on TV and stuff. And just the way they have it set up, it's like a real talk show. Like, it's so good.
They're just so ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. I would say not PC.
Yeah, definitely not. It's, yeah, kind of anything goes kind of thing. But yeah, they are funny, definitely.
That's a great, great one.
Those are my top two.
Awesome. Okay, next thing I want to talk about is music, because I think this is a really big one. At first, I was like, I don't really listen to that much music. I talk about it a lot that I always have podcasts on in the background, and I'm not really listening to that much music, but I've listened to a lot more this year, actually, and there were some great albums that came out this year. Do you want to start, or would you like me to start?
You can start.
Okay. I'm going to begin with something basic. Both of Taylor Swift's new albums were so good. Folklore and Evermore. I was kind of a Taylor Swift hater for the past like 4 years probably, because I just didn't like where she went with her music after going from country to pop. And now she's like folk country pop. It's just really good now, though. Like, she was almost trying to be like a rapper, and it was like very, very pop, like almost Britney Spears style. And I love Britney Spears, but it was just not my favorite Taylor Swift. And her songwriting ability is just so good. Both of her albums, the most recent, she released two albums in 1 year. That's awesome. And they're both really good. And then a rock and roll album that came out this year, I believe. Well, it's an EP, which I don't exactly know what the difference is. Do you know what the difference is?
I used to know.
I thought that you would know.
I used to know. I can't remember.
Well, it's called Ruthless by JJ Wild. We saw her in concert with the Glorious Sons, who are our favorite band. They're a Canadian rock and roll band. And JJ Wild is going to be huge. She is the coolest woman in rock and roll right now.
She's a badass.
She's so good. And her album Ruthless is so good. I am obsessed with it. We listened to it like all the way through. It's a short one because, like I said, it is an EP, but it's so good. Another album that came out this year, we actually discovered this one from Your Mom's House. The lead singer was on the album is El Dorado, and it's the Marcus King Band. And this is probably one of your favorites as well.
I listen to it every day.
Every day?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's one of the ones on constant shuffle.
How would you describe it then? Because I think you'll be better at describing it than me. It's so good.
It's like a bluesy rock and roll.
Southern rock.
But yeah, I mean, when I think of Southern rock, I think of like Lynyrd Skynyrd. Like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's definitely more like a bluesy kind of vibe, I guess.
Yeah, we've really gotten into Southern rock, or Texas country is another thing they call it. And so another person I found that I love this year, and I am like late to the party, I think, but Co Wetzel. I have not heard of him at all in country music, and I guess he's huge in Texas and like that scene, but he is so cool. It's like country rock and roll, and it almost has a little bit of like punk in there. It's really good. Co Wetzel. And the last three more actually, because I'm just on a roll. Tyler Childers did come out with an album this year, but it was all instrumental, so it wasn't my favorite. But I love Tyler Childers and all of his music. I've been listening to him like nonstop, just really grassroots, good country music. He's from Appalachia, and Casey hates it when I say that. And
Appalachia.
It's Appalachia.
Appalachia.
I learned. That's how you say it.
Are you learnt now?
Yeah, that's what I learnt.
You learnt now? It's Appalachia.
I learnt. They say it's Appalachia.
I heard they say it's Appalachia and Appalachia.
You can't even say it wrong. Okay. Tyler Childers is amazing. Another person I found recently that I like is Ian Munsnick. And you can go. He... Our pizza's coming out in the oven.
Chicago.
Okay, you can be a little bit quieter.
That's as quiet as I can be.
Ian Munsnick, he is from Wyoming, and he does kind of a bluegrassy, folksy country music. His newest song is called Me Against the Mountain, and it's like one of my favorite songs I've heard all year, and I just heard it this month. And the last one I'll say is Ben Platt. I don't remember if his album came out in 2020 or 2019, but he has a special on Netflix, which is basically a concert, just him singing. And it was just really, really good. And all of his music is, he was on Broadway. He was in Pitch Perfect. Dear Evan Hansen. He's an amazing singer and songwriter. And I believe he plays the piano, and his voice is just amazing. So it's kind of like Broadway-ish, but just really deep, soulful music. So good. Those are all my albums, and Casey will tell his. Okay, Casey, what were some of your favorite musics?
My favorite musics.
What are your favorite musics?
Well, you know, the favorite musics of mine are... So I was looking through all the stuff that I listen to most often, and the newer stuff all came out in 2019, and
that's okay. Just share what you've been listening to in 2020, because you listen to music like all day.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of crazy different music and
crazy.
It's a very wide spectrum, I guess.
We'll just share some of your favorites.
So you already touched on Marcus King,
mm-hmm.
and that's yeah, new. He's freaking awesome. There's another band. They're from down in Austin, Texas, called Black Pistol Fire.
And we saw them, right?
No, they were going to open up for the Glorious Sons instead of Des Rocks.
Oh.
And then they canceled, and he joined in. But yeah, they're a really good band. I enjoy them a lot. Just recently, I started listening to Whiskey Myers quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that's the same, the Texas country rock.
Yeah.
And I remember they're so freaking good.
I was so surprised because you started listening to them, and then you kept listening to them. And you used to not listen to country music very much really at all, but now you listen to a lot of like Whiskey Myers and that
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I remember
country rock more, I guess.
And you remember why I started listening to them?
Why? Because of Yellowstone?
Because we were watching Yellowstone. I'm like, why aren't there actual like country bands that sound like that?
Well, they are.
And then I looked it up and I'm like, oh, that's a real band. I want to listen to some more of their music. I'm like, oh, these guys are freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. They kind of got their big break on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Do you have any others, or do you want to move to TV since we started talking about Yellowstone?
Other than that, I always listen to a bit of Tool and Pantera, a little bit older stuff, more the heavier rock.
You were obsessed with Tool's new album. Was that last year?
I wasn't obsessed with it. I like their oldest, or not their oldest, but I like one of their older albums the best. But I was very excited when it came out last year, and it came out 2019.
Mm.
And other than that, it was Glorious Sons, War on Everything.
Yeah.
And
they're our favorite band. They released something at the beginning of this year, but it was a, how do you say it? It was like a live album from one of their tours, so it was no new songs or anything. And they have other live albums that I actually think are better than this one. So, and we went to that tour, so that was just not my favorite. But hoping for new Gloria Sons music in 2021 for sure.
Hopefully.
I'm hoping. I hope they've been working on something up there in Canada. So since we talked about TV, I definitely think the highlight of TV this year, some will say it was Tiger King, but I will say it was Yellowstone. For us, we watched all three seasons of Yellowstone this year, probably in the second half of the year. So good. I think it's the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah, I have to say, it's probably my favorite show.
I describe it as Game of Thrones, but in Montana.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
And I kind of like it more than Game of Thrones, since we were watching Game of Thrones last night and tried. It's so good. Yellowstone is the best. Do you have any other great TV shows? Tiger King, obviously, was amazing. A phenomenon. And I think McMillions was this year.
I think so.
Which was also a phenomenon and amazing.
I was going to say Reprisal. I really liked that show. I think it came out the very beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah. That was something you watched.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that at all.
That's a crazy show.
I also watched The Politician season 1 and 2 this year. Really enjoyed The Politician. I love Ben Platt. He was really good. The Cheer documentary came out this year. Amazing. Amazing. I love a good like sports documentary or cheerleading documentary or just dance documentary. I love it. And that was one of the best short documentary series I've seen in a long time.
You forgot the best thing that came out this year.
What?
2 seasons of Letterkenny.
2 seasons of Letterkenny came out in 1 year?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a busy year.
And you also really liked Dead to Me.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
I liked it okay, but it was definitely not my favorite. I think both of those characters are very annoying. And it didn't really keep me on the edge of my seat as much as I thought it would. But it's a good show. And then I think the last thing I'm going to say... Oh, 2 more, actually. Self-Made. I've talked about it before, but it was so good. It's a limited series. It's like 4 episodes with Octavia Spencer about the first woman millionaire. Fabulous. On Netflix, Self-Made. Another one on Netflix, Unorthodox, was a really good series. It was nice because I watched it in like a day, but I kind of wanted more from it, but I think it was well done. And then my favorite thing is the new Weakest Link.
So good.
So good.
So good.
We love a good game show.
Oh.
We need to watch Supermarket Sweep. And we need to watch the new Jeopardy. We haven't gotten to it yet, though. Weakest Link is so good, though. It's fabulous. And then, did you read any books this year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I read one.
What?
Soul Catcher by Frank Herbert.
How was that?
It's a good book. My dad, I remember when I was a kid, he told me I should read it. And I finally read it. So... it was a good quality book.
I'm glad that you read a book this year. I finished up the year, I believe, with 44 books. And my goal was 25. So, did it. And I will have a podcast episode. I did one that was all the books I read in the first half of the year. I will do a bonus episode. So it won't come out on a Friday, but a bonus episode about all the books I read in the second half of the year. So if you're looking for book recommendations or you like hearing about books, you need to listen to that episode. I really like those episodes. Some people don't like it because they don't like to read, but I'm going to say, give you a little teaser. I think the best 2 books that I read this year, number 1 was If You Tell by Greg Olson, and another number one, I can't even pit them against each other because they're both so good, was Verity by Colleen Hoover. Verity is the one that I kept telling you about. I would stop and I would tell Casey what happened in like the last 2 chapters. And I said, okay, I got to go back and read more. And then I read more. I say, oh my gosh, so this is what happened. And then
you're sitting in bed.
Yeah.
Gasping.
Oh my gosh. Both of those books, by the end of them, I had the craziest book hangover. Like, I was just in shock at both of those books. If You Tell is based on a true story, which is terrible. Both those books are pretty dark. I like dark books, and you'll hear more about it on the book podcast if you listen to that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about is influential people in 2020. Time magazine does like person of the year. And I saw a joke one where it was like Baby Yoda was the person of the year. So of course Baby Yoda gets a win, I think. They were Mandalorian came out this year, right?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think just the second season.
Oh.
But I don't remember. Maybe both of them did.
I can't remember either. It's hard remembering.
Hard telling, bud.
So I'm gonna say some of my influential people of the year. Like I said before, Erica Nardini, the CEO of Barstool Sports, and just her podcast, the way that she was cultivating a community, talking about the corporate world, business degrees, and just kind of explaining how business works from her perspective as a CEO of a continually growing company, and kind of just lifting up the veil and being real about things that most people aren't. She's probably one of my most influential people of the year. Her and Dave Portnoy, who, like I said, I added him really recently. He's always an influential person, but he worked really hard to get the Barstool Fund up and going for small businesses. So that was really interesting and really great for small businesses. Right now, they've raised over $16 million, which is insane. And they keep showing videos of them helping these small businesses, restaurants, dry cleaners, dance studios, gyms, all these things have been affected by the coronavirus. Do you have any influential people you want to share?
I was thinking maybe Carol Baskins.
Oh my God. Joe Exotic was definitely an influential person of the year. I don't know if he really made a good impact, but he was influential, I would say. Another one of my people of the year is Bert Kreischer. I talked about him a lot throughout the year through the pandemic and just his ability to pivot and make things as good as possible despite the situation and continue entertaining people and doing these drive-in comedy shows. It was just amazing. He really gave me like so much hope throughout the pandemic, and so many comedians did. Like the fact that they kept going through their podcast, and they were probably having a terrible time not being able to perform, and them still bringing so much joy to people like me, like that was everything to me.
I'm not saying no, I'd say Dave Chappelle.
Okay, well, that was going to be one that I said as well, because I really don't think that I didn't appreciate Dave Chappelle until this year. And I'm ashamed about it now, because you have liked Dave Chappelle forever.
A long time, very long time.
And I always kind of thought of him as, I mean, no offense to Cat Williams, but like that same kind of style, like just dumb humor. And I had no idea how smart his sense of humor is, and he talks about anything and everything, like political subjects, and gives his raw opinion and his experience. And I am just so, I mean, he doesn't need me to be impressed by him at all, but I am just so impressed. And so like, that was probably my influential person of the year, just because he's been famous forever, but he's mm-hmm. becoming even more and more famous and continually doing his own thing. And he spoke out about what happened with the Chappelle Show. And he's been speaking out about this for years, but people are actually listening to how he was being taken advantage of. And he left such a successful thing because he didn't want to do it anymore. He just didn't feel it. He didn't have the passion. And then he moved to Ohio, back to Ohio, when should have, by any other standards, been living in New York or LA. And he lives in Ohio in this small town. And then he set up his own basically camp, a comedy camp. And people from Ohio would go watch the shows outside during the pandemic. And just his contribution is so huge. And him talking about things during the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement and throughout the pandemic, him being on the Netflix special with David Letterman talking about all that. Like, I have just really dove in and found so much more about him. And he has been, I think, my influential person of the year. And I'm so glad that I opened my eyes more to what he is.
He's just such a good guy. And he's a lot deeper than a lot of, like you said, like he didn't really appreciate his comedy until very recent. But it's like he's pushing the boundaries and he stands up for his morals. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about him is he has a very strong moral code and he follows it just straight ahead.
Right.
And I mean, yeah, he's just a good guy.
I love listening to him. I recently finally caught up on an episode that was, he was on Joe Rogan just for like the last half hour. I think it was, Donnell Rollins was on for like the first 2.5 hours. And then Dave came in, and so it was Dave and Donnell and Joe, and they're talking, and it's just the way that he speaks is just so amazing. Another influential person is obviously Joe Rogan, $100 million Spotify podcast deal. Thank you, Joe, for all you do. Joe is crazy though. Like, what a year. What a year for podcasting. What a year. Spotify's taking over. Did you hear that the Royals, I'm sure you didn't hear, but I guess they're not royal anymore, actually. Meghan and Harry are having the, whatever. I don't really care about the royals, but they're going to be on Spotify. Michelle Obama is going to be on Spotify. Spotify's trying to take over. I don't know if they're going to do it. We'll see.
I heard Bill Clinton's going to be on Spotify, too.
Bill Clinton would be a really great podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
He is a loose cannon. That could be fun.
So today we're going to talk about... sexual relations.
Okay, stop. I remember last year there was a lot more questions or categories that I found, but this one we really mostly did entertainment. But one question I actually remember from last year when we did this was, what was your favorite part of the day each day in 2020? And I remember last year you said when you would pick me up from the train station, which was so nice. And I remember I said in the morning when I would get off the train and walk into work, and I felt like really accomplished. And so things are very different now. We're in a different location. We moved. I work from home right now. You're going to work. Like, it's very different. So do you have a favorite part of your day?
I have to say when the of the work day, like days when I'm actually at work doing stuff.
Yeah.
When... last customer's out after the good. Craziest freaking spring That's and summer true. And fall. And it's like just not getting out of work until
it was such a different year. I totally kind of forgot about all that, how busy you guys were.
Oh, like, I'm never going to forget. It's scorched into my mind. And it's like, we close at 3:30, and that's like an 8.5 hour day right there. And then we wouldn't get out until 4:30 because we'd close. The yard's still completely full of customers. Mm-hmm. Got people pulling in the back gate.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock. And then it's like, once the last person's out, it's like, okay, we made it another day. Time to go home. Rest up, dream about working, go back to work.
You feel accomplished though?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just such a good feeling, especially with how insane it was, like for the pretty much since the lockdown started. And once it took a definitely period of adjustment for all of us at my work to get used to it. But having people backed out our gate all day, parking lot full half hour before we even opened, and people backing up like when we actually open, and then doing that all day, every day for good over half the year. And yeah, it's just once we got used to it, it's like I'm just going to keep on going. It's just a machine. I had to keep on going. But when the day got over, it just, you felt so accomplished. And it's like, okay, we freaking did it. It's like, that was backed up a quarter mile down the road. People parked on the sidewalk waiting to get in here to get wood and all their kinds of stuff. And we got them all in and got them all out. Now it's time to go have a beer and lick our wounds, I guess.
I hate when people say that. I think my favorite part of the day, it's hard to say. It was weird, but probably I liked going on my walks. That was always nice and very different. And then also, probably, I don't know, probably just going on my walks. It's the best since we've moved. I mean, things have just been different. Or I guess since working from home was kind of the breaking point, which was halfway through March. So most of the year, I would say going on my walks, which has been really nice for me.
I gotta say, I can't really even remember being in Tukwila this year because it was just such a crazy time.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember being there. I spent a lot more time there than you did, though, because you would go to work. Oh, yeah. What is one place or thing, place you want to go, thing you want to do in 2021? We're not going to do a whole goals episode, but just one thing.
One place I want to go, one thing I want to do?
Yeah.
Well, I've always wanted to take you to those cabins that are only accessible by boat. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I did not think that's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Those ones in the North Cascade?
Yeah.
What lake is that called again?
So people can look it up. I can't remember.
I'll put a picture of it up.
Yeah.
They're all over Pinterest. That's a cool place.
Yeah, I've always wanted to take you there, so.
We should wait until there's less snow. Are they open right now?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, you don't have to drive there.
Yeah, that's a cool place. That's what you thought of. Yeah. This is going to be the year that I either go to Texas or Nashville or both. I have been wanting to go to those places forever, and it's happening.
Is there a Nashville, Texas? You can get kill two birds with one stone.
And I really want to go to, I know I said one place, but I really want to go back to San Diego and visit my friends, or they can just move back here because California is terrible.
Yeah, I would say I'd like to go see them.
I want to go back so bad.
But I think they should get out of that state.
Yeah, it's not good for them to travel here right now. It's not good for us to travel there. So maybe we should all just meet in the middle, aka not Oregon, but the middle of the country. I don't know. I just miss seeing my friends.
Yeah.
But we're ending on a good note because it's 2021. We're going to go places. We're going to do things. We're going to see people. We're going to have a good time.
Going to have a really good time, a great time, the best of times.
2020 was not the best of times. It was the worst of times. And we're ready for a new beginning.
That's right.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode talking about all of our favorite things of 2020, the things that kept us going, things that kept us sane, things that entertained us, and the people that influenced us in the good ways. And I'm looking forward to another great year of the podcast. Next week, we will have a guest on. I'm so excited about it. She's amazing. You're going to love it. And there were so many great guests on this year's episodes of the podcast. I am just so grateful to everyone who listens each week. I'm so grateful to everyone who has been a part of this. You keep my dreams alive. You keep me going. Happy New Year. Party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.